Welcome back to Giddy Up. Love this. The great tip-off. Great friends of ours here on Giddy Up and Luke Ovinesian, he's probably underutilised if you ask me. They're at the great tip-off. Mickey Gannon, Dean Watling, all about me, me, me. And I think Luke Ovinesian's just the man that just, I'd be putting him in front and centre on that Monday Futures show. G'day, Lukey.
Good morning again, Gareth.
Our man Robbie Ringland, geez, he's a superstar. He's on fire at the moment. Terry Layton's doing a terrific job as well from a tipping point of view for the SEN listeners.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, let's start with Robbie. On a big day of Canberra racing, he absolutely dominated the card. So he had a tip in every race. There were 7 tips there. He had the winner in 5 of them. And when you look at the prices of them, he wasn't just tipping favourites. He had a couple of $4 chance pops, a $6 one, and then he rounded out the day with Cyborg, which paid a crazy $24. So it returned him over $3,000 cash profit, and the average winning odds of his runners was $8. So it's some performance, if you ask me.
Yeah, he's low flying. And so is Terry Layton. He joins Miles on a Friday, myself on a Saturday. He's seeing them like beach balls at the moment. In fact, most of the WA tipsters are back in form, I reckon. They've always been really good, but the tracks have been playing up a little bit, but they're seeing them well these days. And Terry Layton, he's been at Jet for so long, but he's a magician.
Yeah, 100%. I think you'll see as we go through the rest of these tipsters that we mentioned, that some of these guys that tip in WA or South Australia, they probably don't get the recognition they deserve because all the attention during the autumn and the spring goes on Sydney and Melbourne, and they sort of get pushed to the side a bit. But the winners, no matter where you tip them, they all pay the same.
Yeah.
And basically, they're absolute jets, and they deliver for their followers every single time. So they're definitely worth following. And before we move on, Gareth, I think you left the name out there.
Oh, I don't. Mate, I don't really count. I'm the host. but, you know, I'll throw one out from time to time. But I don't like talking about myself on this show because I get taken out of context. And I get on Hutchie's show all the time. And basically, I fluked that one. So there you go.
No,
Vibrant Sun.
It
was a good win. It'll
be
winning more races, Vibrant Sun. I think it'll go to Adelaide. I couldn't believe the price the other day.
Well, it was interesting. When it was first up, it got absolutely smashed in the betting. I believe it was $9 into about $3.50 when it jumped, and it didn't deliver first up. But then second up, it really showed what it's capable of, and it went straight past the favourite to win. So, yeah, kudos to you.
I tell you what, can you do this for me? Can you put this on the great tip-off ledger for me so it's jotted down? It can go on my stats.
Yep.
Aubert Muramai will be winning the Doncaster.
Okay.
Aubert Muramai. D-Lane Rides. I know there's been a little bit like Josh Parr. Josh Parr did a wonderful job on him to win the Golden Eagle. But D-Lane's got that association with the Japanese. He would have been riding this gallop if he wasn't committed to Amelia's Jewel in the Golden Eagle. He suits their horses perfectly, D-Lane. He's got lovely hands. Aubert Muramai. My mail is he's working nicely in Sydney. At Canterbury, the quarantine there. He's got a terrific turn of foot. The mile at Randwick, he's going to be mighty hard to beat there, Lukey boy.
100%. I mean, I just watched back his Golden Eagle win just yesterday, actually.
How are they going to beat him, Lukey?
Yeah, he absolutely flew, and it was a great call by Darren Flindell. And yeah, he absolutely rocketed to the line. And on that day, mind you, it wasn't all just a cushy run. He had to weave and duck through the field, and it showed the talents of a real, real good horse. So, do you know what price you're getting at the moment?
Yeah, I'm getting $8.50 with Bet365, the world's favourite online betting brand for the Doncaster Mile.
Yeah,
$7.50. Like Celestial Legends, $4.50. He's a good 3-year-old. He's got no weight on his back, but I don't know who rides at 49. Have they got a rider for him?
No, I'm not too sure.
No, I don't know if they have.
That's a very low weight to get down to. So.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Some like, and then
I feel like Tyler Schiller's been booked. Actually, I'm thinking about it now. I'm pretty sure Schiller's been booked.
All right then. So he's $4.50. Aubert Muramai carries 55. He'll beat Militarize Home. Think about it. I don't know about think about it. Another wheel's got to get into the race. If he does get into the race and he wins, say, the prelude of the Doncaster this Saturday, then I think he's the danger. But I don't know who's going to beat him.
Another will for this weekend, for the prelude, he needs 14 horses to be scratched to make that final field. So I don't know how he's going to get into the race.
So if he doesn't start Saturday, he can't make it into the Doncaster. So Oban Muramai, $7.50. I reckon he might start shorter race day.
Yep.
The only concern if there's rain around, and they tell me there might be a little rain around, so that's the only concern. But I think he's a good horse.
Look, I don't think a soft track would phase him too much. No. I think it's only when it got into a real bog that it'd probably dampen his chances. But I think, look, at that price, you can play him now, and then maybe on race day, if he shortens, you can have a couple of other plays. So just get that early value.
Heath Pope's a superstar. He joins me on a Saturday morning for winners as well. So he's flying. He just does South Australia. He does venture out a little bit to some of the other tracks, like a Melbourne and Sydney. Mitchie Lewis, well, what can you say? Mitchie Lewis, he keeps on delivering.
Yeah, 100%. So look, over the past 7 days, Heath Pope put on an absolute clinic at Morfettville. He had 4 winners on the day, headlined by a $19.70 winner. Towards the end of the program, he nearly tipped the quaddy straight, which is some effort. He's just absolutely flying. So as I said before, South Australia tipsters, they probably don't get the recognition they deserve. So if you don't care about where you're betting and you just want a winner, they're 100% worth a follow. So jump on the GTO, search Heath Pope, and you can grab all his tips.
Love your work, brother. Thank you, Lukey boy. And we can go to the great tip-off. Type in your name, Mickey Gannon, Mitchie Lewis's name, and Heath Pope. You can follow all of those tipsters, subscribe to them, and away you go.
100%. That's it, Gareth.
I might have to get myself on the great. I'm only joking. Good on you, brother. Thanks, Lukey.
Have a good one.